Good day, Mike Powers, your KWIN local news. Early voting is wrapped up in Dade County ahead of the April 7th special runoff election. Officials report just over 850 ballots were cast during the advance voting period, which ran from March 30th to April 2nd. There was no weekend voting for this weekend, and polls are closed today. Voters will now go to the polls on Election Day, which is Tuesday, to decide two key races. That's Georgia's 14th Congressional District and the State Senate District 53 race. Election Day is set for Tuesday the 7th, as mentioned. Polls across Dade County open from 7 until 7. Voters are reminded to bring a valid photo ID and to report to their assigned precinct. For more information, contact the Dade County Elections Office. Dade County officials are seeking additional poll workers to assist with the upcoming elections, including Election Day on May 19th. According to the Board of Elections, poll workers play a key role in ensuring elections are conducted fairly, securely, and efficiently. A current need has been identified at the Davis polling location, where workers are needed to help staff Election Day operations. Poll workers are in from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and have to report by 6 a.m. to prepare for the opening of the polls. Officials say those who volunteer will assist voters, help manage polling procedures, and support the overall election process. In Tennessee, a lawmaker is calling for a new safety measure on school buses following last week's deadly crash in Carroll County that claimed the lives of two middle school students. The school bus involved in that crash did not have safety belts, which are not currently required under Tennessee law. State Senator Mark Pote says he plans to revive legislation that would require seat belts on buses, along with additional safety features like lane assist and collision detection technology. The proposed upgrades will come with a cost, with estimates ranging from $7,000 to $10,000 per bus. While the measure will not be considered during the current legislative session, Pote says he intends to introduce that bill next year. Patients across the Chattanooga area now have an answer following a contract dispute between Common Spirit Health and Cigna Insurance. The two sides have reached a new agreement restoring in-network access for many patients in Tennessee and Georgia. The deal includes Common Spirit Memorial Hospitals, Common Spirit Medical Group, the Chattanooga Heart Institute, and applies to Cigna members with employer-sponsored open access and local plus plans. Officials say the agreement is retroactive to February 1st, meaning coverage will be treated as continuous for patients affected during the negotiations. The announcement follows weeks of uncertainty over whether patients would be able to continue seeing their doctors. Common Spirit says patients can now continue using the same providers and facilities without interruption. The health system called the agreement a positive outcome, emphasizing the importance of maintaining access to local care. In sports, Game 2 of a four-game series between the Braves and the Arizona Diamondbacks continues tonight. First pitch set for 9:40 Eastern. That makes the airtime 8:25 this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. The Georgia Bulldogs face Mississippi State. We'll have the broadcast at 1:40 tomorrow afternoon here on KWIN, followed by Game 3 between the Braves and Arizona at 6. Then on Sunday, Game 4 of that series at 2:55 on KWIN. The NASCAR Cup Series has the Easter weekend off. At your KWIN News Update, stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.